Grain bins will be overflowing soon. Carryover grain and the commodity market is going to be a factor for storing this fall's crop. Unsuccessful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Declining grain markets over the past couple of years means farmers are leaving their crops in the bins until they get an acceptable price. This year's crop size isn't breaking any records, but it will have to go somewhere. There is enough carryover grain from last year that storage space will be at a premium, both on the farm and at the elevator. Bob Zelenka is the executive director of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association. He says as elevators move grain to market, it will only be a matter of days before they fill up again with new crops coming in off the farm.
Yeah, it could be a challenge this fall. I think we're going to certainly see a lot of ground storage, temporary bunker storage, that type of thing. Certainly the farms are going to fill up initially, and then the elevators will certainly fill up after that. So it's going to be a busy fall, and yeah, I think we're going to be pretty full.
Zelenka says most of the carryover grain is corn, since there's been a higher demand for soybeans. Because of the tight squeeze, much of this year's crop will be stored on the farm in the producer's own bins, and possibly on the ground.
They certainly do need to maintain that, particularly corn, you know, getting that moisture level down to 15, even 14%, because you're probably anticipating long-term storage. It's not going to be moving the market probably right away, and so really there's a lot of responsibility out there for the elevators, of course, as well as the producers to maintain that quality. So it's going to be an interesting fall.
If commodity prices and trade issues change for the better, Zelenka says the good news is that an uptick in grain transportation by rail and river shouldn't pose any concerns. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about fall harvest and storage at agriculture.com.